Chapter 19, Faith. Everyone is a moon, and has a dark side which he never shows to anybody. Mark Twain. Deep inside, Kara was not ready to let Hassan depart from their wonderful abode. Hassan had put in a lot of energy and he was the one who kept everyone intact, and now that he was leaving, Kara knew that it would be difficult for everyone. "I am happy for you," Kara said to Hassan and hugged him.
"Are we hugging now?"
Pete said, entering the kitchen. "Hassan has good news."
"He will tell us later," Kara told Pete.
"Great, so we will celebrate," Pete said. "Klaus and his kids are here," Kyle told everyone there. Hassan opened the door, and Bella came running to play with Archie.
"Oh, Archie has found a new friend," Hassan said.
"I missed you," Klaus said to Hassan as he was longing to see his beloved.
"Me too," Hassan shared mutual feelings.
"Hey, we are waiting here," Charlie said, teasing them.
"I am sorry."
"Please come in," Hassan chuckled a little.
Klaus stood next to Hassan while everyone entered.
"Charlie brought her boyfriend," said Klaus.
"That's okay.
Did you tell them?"
Klaus asked Hassan if he had told everyone about him moving in with Klaus.
"Not yet," Hassan denied.
"It's okay, you will find the perfect time," Klaus said.
"Can I see your paintings?"
Edward asked Hassan.
"Sure, come with me," Hassan was more than happy to show Edward around.
Hassan and Edward went downstairs to look at the artwork.
While Kara was getting Peyton in her arms from Charlie, Adrian was having fun with Bella and Archie.
Kyle observed Kara's gaze as it shifted to Peyton. He saw how excited she was to see her. He thought maybe Kara also wanted a child.
In the meantime, Andrew and Klaus were discussing.
Klaus smiled after a while, and Andrew asked him, "Why do you have a creepy smile on your face?"
"Now I get it.
Why Hassan calls all of you the gang that is rude, and so is Hassan."
John didn't like Klaus' response.
"He told you this?"
Ethan asked.
"Indeed, he did," Klaus replied.
"He is right.
You all seem like a gang," Oliver agreed with Klaus.
"What else did he tell you?"
Tristan asked Klaus.
"I am here," Hassan joined in.
"Do you have anything to tell us?" Andrew instantly confronted Hassan.
"Yes," Hassan nodded.
"You are a traitor." Ethan did not like what Hassan told Klaus about them.
"Everyone attack him," Andrew ordered everyone.
Hassan was attacked by Andrew, Tristan, Ethan, John, Kyle, and Carlos, who held him and tickled him until he complied.
And Hassan was giggling crazily while Klaus was beaming.
Hassan said, "I will move in with Klaus." Everyone stopped and looked at Hassan.
Andrew was panting, "No, you won't," he said.
"Please."
Hassan was about to say something but got interrupted by Andrew.
"No, you won't.
It starts with two nights, then three nights, and now he wants a full time with you."
"What about us?"
Andrew asked in anger.
"He has found his happiness.
And we cannot stand between him and his happiness," John regretfully said.
"Will you visit us?"
Tristan asked Hassan.
"Every week, I will be here," Hassan replied.
"We will miss you," Carlos said to Hassan.
"I don't know what to say." Ethan did not have any words to express his sadness.
"You can say no," Andrew said to Ethan.
"There is nothing to say."
"He has the right," Kyle supported Hassan.
"No," Andrew denied Kyle.
Andrew ran to the yard and sat on the swing, and started crying incessantly.
Hassan was looking at Andrew, and he did not know what to do.
While Klaus put his hand on Hassan's shoulder and said, "I will talk to him."
Klaus went to talk to Andrew and sat next to him.
"What do you want?"
Andrew misbehaved with Klaus a little.
"I know you and Hassan are very close, but don't you want him to be happy?"
Klaus asked.
"Please don't take him away from us.
You all are his family.
No one can take him away from you."
"But he is my family too.
I love him, and I cannot breathe without him.
Please don't stand in the way of our happiness."
If you ever hurt him, I will kill you.
I adore him, and I will never hurt him.
Klaus took a long sigh before replying to Andrew.
Can I come to visit any time I want?
Andrew asked.
Of course, Klaus replied to Andrew.
And he will spend every Friday night with us?
Sure.
Please make him happy.
I will wait for a few months, and I will ask him to marry me.
You are a freak, and now I have to like you.
Admit it.
You like me.
And why is that?
Because I make him happy.
You are right.
You do make him happy.
So, do we have an agreement?
Yes, we do.
Andrew hugged Klaus, and then they entered home.
Hassan was standing, looking at Andrew with tears.
He wiped Hassan's tears,
move with him, be happy.
Don't worry about us, Andrew said and hugged Hassan.
Don't ask me to move in with you, Charlie was in tears and said to Anton after watching everyone's reaction to the news of Hassan move in with her dad.
At some point, you will, Anton replied.
I am very happy, Adrian said.
And why is that?
Tristan asked.
My dads will live together, Adrian responded.
Your dads?
Ethan asked Adrian.
Yes, he is our dad too, Edward was happy with Adrian as well.
In this case, you have many uncles and one aunt, Kyle said to the kids.
Wow, now we are a huge family, said John.
Do I have to memorize all of your names?
Pete said with a smirk.
Honey, you need to cook, not memorize, Ethan replied to Pete.
I think John wants to tell us something, Tristan interrupted everyone and diverted everyone's attention to John.
I haven't told him yet, John whispered to Tristan.
What do you want to tell us?
Carlos asked John.
Actually, I want to ask you to move in with me, John decided to get it off his chest.
I don't know what to say, Carlos was overwhelmed with joy.
Shut up and say yes.
We all know that you are in love with John.
John is a unique gem.
Don't let him get away, Andrew smiled and said to Carlos.
Say yes, and I promise you won't regret it, John sort of proposed to Carlos.
I love you, Carlos confessed to John.
I love you too, John took a long sigh and replied.
I am a little sad, and you need to kiss me like a million kisses, Andrew flirted with Oliver.
You are greedy, Oliver replied to Andrew.
You like me, Andrew said to Oliver.
So, I am the only one single again, Tristan said.
Actually, someone wants to ask you on a date, Hassan said.
Who is he?
Tristan asked.
Remember, David?
Our assistant chef, said Kara.
The cute guy.
Tristan exclaimed.
Yes, he's always asking about you, Pete confirmed.
Always.
Tristan remembered the guy like the back of his hand.
He saw you once and kept asking about you.
Apparently, he is into you, Hassan gave the exciting news to Tristan.
I can give you his number, Pete said to Tristan.
Isn't it a little weird?
Tristan asked.
Do you want to be single for a long time?
Trust me, you don't want that, Andrew said sarcastically as always.
You know all of us, we all have the same mutual person, and he likes to be surrounded by quality people, Ethan told Tristan.
Trust us on this.
You won't regret it, Kyle assured Tristan.
I guess I can give it a try, Tristan said.
To be clear, Hassan somehow did match you all?
Charlie tried to clear her confusion.
Yeah, except Carlos and I, John responded.
Interesting, Anton was intrigued.
My boyfriend is a matchmaker.
Klaus said while smiling.
No, I am not. Hassan denied it.
Can I say something?
Maria wanted to share her opinion.
Sure, Andrew answered.
It is a good thing that you would be surrounded by the people you love.
You don't give up on them, and they won't give up on you.
The strong and deep connections will come out stronger after conflicts, as long as the conflict is something that can be resolved.
And all I can see is love.
You all have strong deep connections with each other, which uniquely makes unbreakable family roots. You all are not related, but somehow you all make a family.
That is very rare. Maria's eyes held tears while saying this.
Hassan hugged Maria and kissed her forehead and said, "You are a part of our family."
Klaus looked at Hassan with a smile on his face, and all he was thinking was, "That's why I am deeply in love with you.
You turned my world upside down. I can't wait to wake up every morning looking at your face.
I love you."
Andrew took a long sigh and said to himself, "They all are a family for me, but you are the real family I always wanted."
Oliver was looking at everyone, thinking, "Is this how the real family looks like?
I don't know what is the next step for me, but I have to live my life. My old life cannot be restored, but I am alive and still have the future.
I have them all by my side, especially him."
Anton stood up, walked toward Kara, and asked her to give Peyton to him.
He took Peyton in his arms.
He took a deep sigh and said to himself, "I always wanted to have a baby, my wife and I tried for so long.
I hope that I can be your father.
I will love you and cherish you." He kissed her on the forehead.
Charlie and Klaus were looking at Anton.
Charlie felt that Anton would be a wonderful father to her little girl.
Klaus walked to Anton and saw Peyton holding Anton's finger with her little hand.
"Do you feel the joy of holding a baby?"
Klaus asked.
"I've never felt like this before.
I have always wanted to have a baby," Anton replied with tears in his eyes.
"You know they say the babies know their real parents by touching and feeling.
They cannot lie about them.
Maybe you are not her biological father, but in her eyes, you are the real father," Klaus said to Anton.
"What do you mean?
Look at her. She is smiling, touching you.
She likes you.
She is breathtaking, just like her mother.
Please, raise her well."
Anton looked at Klaus and started to cry, "Do you mean it?"
Anton asked.
"I will never find a good father for her like you."
Anton looked at Peyton, and she smiled.
"Hey, you.
I am your dad," Anton said.
Hassan looked at Charlie and whispered, "He will be a good father."
"He is a good guy," Charlie agreed with Hassan.
"Can I tell you something?"
Hassan asked Charlie.
"Sure.
Share Peyton's parenting with him."
"You think so?
Did you look at him with Peyton?
He is her father.
You knew that already in of your heart.
We just started.
Look at her and look at him.
This won't happen every day.
If he is looking for the best for her, don't take her away from him."
"I don't know what to do.
A mother always knows what's the best for her baby.
Please, tell me I didn't have a big fight with your father for nothing."
"I'll do my best for my baby," Charlie replied to Hassan with a smile.
Hassan hugged Charlie and kissed her on the head, "That's my girl.
So, when will you move in with me?"
John asked Carlos.
"Maybe next year," Carlos teased John a little.
"Next year?"
John was shocked.
"I am kidding.
I will move in with you next week.
Is that good for you?"
Carlos laughed.
"Yeah, sounds good to me," said John while biting his lip.
"When will we eat?"
Pete asked.
"All he ever thinks about is food," said Andrew.
"Mind your own business," Ethan retorted to Andrew.
"He wants you to try the new dish that he prepared," Hassan told everyone about Pete's attempt at a new dish.
"I am hungry," Oliver was famished.
"I bet you are," Andrew said to Oliver and winked.
"How do you manage to make everything sound dirty?"
Ethan was confused about Andrew's expressions.
"Maybe you can take some pointers from him," Pete said.
"That is tough," John laughed.
"Do I need to remind you all my kids are sitting here?"
Hassan diverted the topic.
"Sorry, won't happen again," Andrew apologized.
"I am hungry," Adrian said.
"We will set up the table now, then we will eat.
Everyone let us set up the table," Hassan called everyone.
"Your dad is really scary," Andrew whispered to Adrian.
Klaus was watching Hassan with the others, setting up the table. Edward looked at his father and said, "Stop staring at him like that." Klaus took a deep sigh and said, "I want to marry him. Dad will move in with us. I am so excited." Adrian was already excited about Hassan moving in with them. "We are all excited." Charlie felt the same as Adrian. "How are things going between you and Anton?" Finally, Klaus asked Charlie about her ongoing relationship. "Things are going great. I am happy for you. Did you have a fight because of me?" "Yes, he did, and he said awful things to him," Edward told Charlie about Klaus' fight.
"What kind of things did he say?"
Charlie asked.
"I said terrible things, but here we are. He fought for you, and he proved his point.
He is a real parent for you all," Klaus explained.
"Dinner has been served,"
Hassan said loudly to invite everyone to the dinner table. Dinner was served at the large table, and everyone sat around it. While Anton was holding Peyton, Hassan took Adam and fed him. Pete was pleased to see that everyone seemed to appreciate the cuisine. Anton smiled as he stared at Charlie. Pete was watching Ethan eat while Carlos was feeding John. Maria smiled as she glanced at Nicholas, Charlie, Edward, and Adrian, and she thought to herself, "You all haven't sat at the same table for years until he came into your life, and now you are sitting every day at the same table." Andrew grinned as he stared at Oliver. Then, with a bashful smile on his lips, Oliver stared back at Andrew. Edward paused for a moment, wishing his mother was present. Maria noticed Lizzie putting her hand on Edward's shoulder as she gazed at him. Edward sensed his mother's presence. He smiled as he took a deep breath. Hassan fixed his gaze on Adam and thought to himself, "Dad, I wish you were here to meet your grandkids. You would have loved them." "I am really proud of you, son," Maria remarked as she glanced at Hassan and saw his father caressing his head. Hassan inhaled deeply, closed his eyes for a few seconds, and then opened them again. He had the impression that time had frozen and that no one was moving. He got out of his chair and circled the table. He smiled as he looked around at everyone. He noticed his father, who was smiling, standing next to his seat. Hassan told his father, "I miss you." Hassan's father grinned and flung his arms open. Hassan ran to hug his father. "Look at you, feeding your own child. You had a striking resemblance to me. I used to nurse you when you were a baby by putting you on my lap. I am extremely proud of the person you have evolved into," Hassan's father said. Hassan grinned and closed his eyes as he gazed in the mirror. Then, Hassan inhaled deeply and opened his eyes. "Is everything all right?" Klaus asked Hassan.
"Everything is perfect," Hassan stalled. Klaus held Hassan's hand and said, "I love you."
Hassan smiled and replied, "I love you too." They sat together after dinner and had some conversation. It was time to go home then. Klaus had taken the children and Maria while Anton had driven Charlie and Oliver. Andrew joined Hassan in his chamber, who lay on the bed beside and read a book. Andrew took Hassan's book, closed it, and put it to one side. Andrew rested his head on Hassan's chest and pleaded with tears, "Don't forget us, please. You are all my family, how can I forget you?"
Hassan guaranteed Andrew.
"You are my closest friend," Andrew said.
"I will be here every week," Hassan replied.
Andrew looked at Hassan and said, "You will sleep between my arms till you move in with Klaus."
"Why do I always have to sleep between your arms? Can't you sleep between mine?"
Hassan asked Andrew.
"No offense, your arms are small, and you are tiny for me.
How dare you?
Shut up already and go to sleep."
Andrew wrapped his arms around Hassan and kissed him on the forehead.
"Klaus would kill me if he sees us now," Andrew said.
"Why would he?"
"No kidding, he would because you are his heaven on earth.
No one wants to see his heaven like this.
He knows we are very close.
Try to sleep.
Good night.
Good night."
Hassan closed his eyes, and there began his darkest nightmare. In a huge structure full of sharp items on the floor, he saw himself wandering alone. He floated at a location devoid of sharp items. He paused. He was frightened. He spotted a man seated on a chair wearing his face cap.
"Are you not unbeatable?" questioned the man. The man then walked, and suddenly, the pointy objects began attacking Hassan. He raced as quickly as he could, and sharp objects pursued him. He had just gone to an impasse. He stood weeping before the wall. He closed his eyes and noticed the sharp objects approaching him swiftly. Just before that, he opened his eyes. He breathed deeply, and he felt something move on his body. He couldn't make a sound or even move. The chain was moving around his torso, his neck, his legs, and his arms. The chain thrust him through the wall and he fell from the cliff. While he was still falling, he closed his eyes. He felt that he would fall forever. His body shook within that experience. It was one of the worst feelings he had ever experienced. When his body hit the water, he opened his eyes. He could not breathe and Hassan continued to drown as the chain drew him deeper. He could not breathe. He saw Brian was crying and saying, "I am sorry. I want to wake up. I want to wake up," was all Hassan's mind could think. Hassan felt someone shaking his body, screaming, "Wake up." Hassan finally opened his eyes, and he was gasping for air.
"Are you okay?" Andrew asked a frightened Hassan.
"It was just a nightmare," Hassan replied while panting.
"The same old nightmare."
"No, this was something different. It's just a nightmare. Not to make it sound a drama, but this one was terrifying."
Andrew hugged Hassan and comforted him, "It's just a bad dream."
"It wasn't just a bad dream."
"What do you mean?"
"I was facing my own fears, and I couldn't.
Try to sleep.
I am here."
Finally, Hassan fell asleep between Andrew's arms and held Andrew's t-shirt like a baby with his hands. Andrew recalled what Nia told him and his tears began to fall tear after tear from his eyes.
"I wish I could save you, but I don't know how," Andrew kissed Hassan on his forehead.
Andrew went to Klaus' residence a few days later. Hassan was sad to leave his home, and every single day, he would feel the same as he did before. He knew that he wouldn't be able to see Andrew, Kara, Pete, Ethan, John, Kyle, Tristan, Carlos, or Archie. But he was also happy to live with Klaus, the one he loved, and be with his kids. He was torn between his emotions. Andrew stopped before Klaus' house. "Are you ready?" Andrew said. He looked at Hassan. Hassan was crying.
"I don't want to lose you all," Hassan sobbed.
"Don't be silly. You will come to visit us every week. You won't lose us.
So go, be happy with him, and if he ever hurt you, I will hunt him down," Andrew bucked Hassan up.
"Thank you," Hassan said to Andrew. Andrew had driven Hassan to Klaus' house, and everyone was waiting for him at the entrance.
"They love you. We all love you.
Don't make them wait," Andrew said to Hassan. Hassan opened the car door and went to them. He ran to Klaus, who was smiling. Klaus placed his arm securely over Hassan's body and kissed him. Andrew looked at Hassan's face with a large smile. Klaus walked down to Hassan and brought the kids to see him.
"Hey, Andrew. How are you doing?"
Klaus asked.
"I am doing well.
Thank you for asking.
How are you doing?"
Andrew asked back.
"I am very happy and excited.
He is moving in with me," Klaus replied.
"Make him happy," said Andrew.
"He is my heaven, I would do anything for him."
"You are his heaven too.
You gave him everything he wanted.
You were a one-night stand, but now..."
"Now what?"
"I can't believe what I am about to say.
Your goal was casual sex, but here we are, standing in front of each other.
And your point is?"
"I am jealous of you.
Are you in love with him?
No, but he is my real family. Please take care of him.
He is not going anywhere.
He is your family too, and no one ever can take your place.
I promise you I will take care of him.
I know that.
Come in, have lunch with us.
Andrew walked into Klaus' house and stayed for lunch, and then he left after a few hours.
Let us arrange your stuff, Klaus said to Hassan.
We already did it, Hassan told Klaus.
When?
Klaus got startled.
You were busy talking to Andrew while we did everything, Edward said to Klaus.
Your boyfriend is very efficient, Charlie said to her dad.
What did we agree on?
Klaus asked Charlie.
I feel weird, Charlie replied.
What did you agree on?
Hassan was curious.
To call you dad, Charlie said to Hassan with a big smile on her face.
It is not something you can force them for.
They have to say it naturally.
If she is not comfortable saying it, don't push her or anyone to say it, Hassan calmly told Klaus.
I am sorry.
I just want them to see you as a parent, Klaus apologized to Hassan.
This is not how it works.
If I am a parent, I have to earn it.
Parenting is an action, not a word you can say, Hassan smiled.
I will always call you, Dad, Adrian said to Hassan.
I would like that too, Edward agreed on doing the same.
For me, it is a little weird to say it, but you are a real parent for us.
In fact, we have three parents, Charlie said.
See, you don't need to push them to do something, said Hassan.
Klaus smiled then said, I have nothing to say.
Hassan walked to Klaus, stood up on his toes, and kissed him.
I just want to let you know, tomorrow Nina will visit us with her wife, Klaus informed Hassan about Nina and her wife's visit to their place the other day.
And?
Hassan asked.
They want to talk to us, Klaus answered.
About?
No idea.
Don't worry.
We will take care of them.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hassan smiled.
The next day, Klaus was worried about Evelyn meeting Hassan.
Nina noticed that Klaus was worried.
Regardless of that, Hassan, along with the rest of the family, started prepping up for Nina and her wife's visit to their home.